Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. So glad that you could be here with us tonight. If you're our guest, we appreciate your presence as you're meeting with us here on Livingston Avenue, and we want to welcome you. We're so thankful that you could be out here with us tonight, and we know we've got more that are going to be coming in over the next few moments. We're excited about this, our annual In His Presence singing. We have with us Brother Tim Stevens from Kemp, Texas, which is somewhere in Texas. He said it's like 45 minutes from Dallas. I'm sure the next time you're passing through, you can swing by and say hi to him. But we're so glad to have him here with us. I've known Tim for several years. We used to rub elbows at the FC book tent when we would try to sell books together. And so I've known him for several years, and I'm so glad to get to see him today. And he'll be with us tomorrow presenting the gospel during our assemblies tomorrow as well. Just so you know, he has recently had rotator cuff surgery with his song leading arm. So he's going to be leading with his left hand tonight. But that's also because of the recovery. We had to make a few changes here. He's put this together. He's going to be doing most of the leading, but we are going to have some of our own brothers giving him a little bit of a rest here and there. Also, if he doesn't shake your hand with the right hand, you'll know why. He's got his sling on now, I think, to protect him. But we just want you to be aware of that. We're just really thankful that even though he had that happen just a month ago and he's still recovering, that he's still here with us. And we're excited tonight to praise our God. Would you please pray with me, and then we'll start our worship and song. Almighty and glorious Father in heaven, you are the great God. You are our rock and our Redeemer. And we are excited tonight to worship you, to remember in song the account of your Son and his sacrifice for us, and his resurrection, and that we can look forward to our own resurrection because of that. And Father, we pray that you will fill our voices with strength tonight, because without your help, we cannot praise you near what you deserve. And we pray that you will accept what we offer you this evening, that you will give our brothers who are involved with the song leading and the praying and the scriptures tonight, that we can focus on you and lift you up with honor and glory and praise. We love you so much, Father, and we thank you for loving us first. Through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
We're going to begin with a medley of songs of praise and adoration. Jesus Christ, he deserves that from us. Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This medley be songs, Magnify, O Magnify, followed by Hosanna, Exalted, and Come Thou Almighty King.
Save us, salvation, and to be like him.
worship the King. To stand at this time, we'll sing Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, followed by another prayer.
Bow together. Great Father of mercies, how incomprehensible you are to us. We can't even comprehend the size and magnitude of the earth. So how could we comprehend the one who created it with a single word? Lord, the heavens declare your glory, the sky above shows your handiwork. All of nature, in its great beauty and complexity, shows how high your thoughts are and far above ours, and your ways far above our ways, and beyond our ability to understand. All of the earth sings your praise, and we join them tonight with our feeble attempt to sing to you. Please accept the worship of our hearts tonight and our voices. We pray that it will be pleasing to you, acceptable in your sight as a sweet aroma. We are so thankful that we can worship you, O God, that you allow us to do it. You have such awesome power and dwell in unapproachable light. No man has seen you or can see you and live. And yet you are merciful and gentle toward us, full of compassion, with steadfast love, allowing us to come to you with our small lives, with our petty troubles, with the thoughts and things that are on our hearts, always ready to listen and to answer and to be with us and bless us and give us what we need the most. You are perfect in every way. You are everything that we hope that you would be. And we worship you. You have not dealt with us according to our sins. And you came down. You had a plan from the very beginning of time to redeem us. That is also incomprehensible to us, Father. We just can't understand it. And how humbly you came down with a birth in a stable, announcing the birth to shepherds. Most of the world didn't even know you were here. And you lived a humble life, 30 years as a no one, making tables and chairs, then preaching to those who were lost and sick, and then enduring a humiliating death with criminals. Father, how can we even understand who you really are with a plan like that? But we try, and we are thankful that you gave us revelation through your word, that we can know about the plan from the beginning, that we can understand mysteries that people for thousands of years could not see. Even prophets who had miraculous powers did not know what we know now, today. Forgive us, Father, for disregarding it. Forgive us for putting it aside. Forgive us for leaving our Bibles on the shelf. Forgive us for the times we have not prayed to you, for neglecting the powerful God that we serve. Lord, we ask your forgiveness in every way, and we need your grace. We depend on it. And we're thankful that we can worship you tonight. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, we give you all the glory, Father, through your great Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The songs this evening are songs about Jesus, telling the story of Jesus. Many, many songs have been written through the years about him. Songs about his birth, about his life, about what he did while he was here on this earth. And I'd like for you to pay really close attention to the words that we sing this evening as we give praise and honor to God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. What a kind person that Jesus was while upon this earth. Loving, forgiving, compassionate. What an example he set for us all. This story, as we sing this evening, we realize, yes, he lived for some 33 years upon this earth. He died. He arose from the grave. He lives. We live when we obey him, become his disciple. So that's what we're going to be singing tonight, these songs that tie in with this theme, this thought. He, our example. Where he leads, I'll follow.
Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, to be like thee. Our great God, Jesus lived as a man because you chose to send him before the foundations of the world. You planned for our salvation, determined to adopt us by Jesus, and so we praise the glory of your magnificent grace. You sent Jesus to be the light to every man, for grace and truth to be given to us through him. And he declared you, Father, to a world lost in sin. And you declared him to be the Son of God through the resurrection. He was the teacher come from God, and he continues to teach all of us in his words and in his life. We believe that Jesus lived. And through him, we know you, our Father, who loves, who gives us the free gift of grace, who admonishes, rebukes, is good and severe, all because you want to give us what is best for us. We do believe and we confess that Jesus raised the dead. He touched lepers. He comforted the outcast. He healed the hurting. He took up children in his arms. He obeyed his parents. He set himself to do your work. And as we think of his life and as we've learned from his life, we want to serve as Jesus came to serve you for the glory of your name. Guide us then, Father, to be of one mind, to have compassion, to love as brothers, to be tender-hearted and courteous, not returning evil for evil, but blessing. We know we are called to this because Jesus calls us to him. How far we fall short. And our Father, we confess our sin to you and ask forgiveness, confident that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We want to do all things without complaining or disputing, as Jesus did, so we can shine as lights in the world, as Jesus did, so we can bring Jesus to a world that is in darkness. We praise Jesus for his reign in our lives, for being our righteousness, our redemption, our sanctification, our wisdom, for calling us to follow him, which is only going the place he has already gone before, for showing us how to serve, how to lay aside and live in humility. Father, we praise him and we praise you as we worship tonight. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
The story continues as we sing verse 1 and 2, and verse 2 refers to his death on the cross. One day. Oh. our loving Savior. He died because He loves us. He carried my sorrows. God. nailed to the cross. Have a duet. Great Redeemer.
Thank you. Pray with me. Almighty God, God our help, God our hope, who are we that we should have the blood of your Son poured out upon the earth for our sins? And yet in your mercy and in your love for your creation, you sent him to us as a vision of who you would want us to be on this earth, as a vision of your mind. And in him we place our faith, great God, because you have given him to us as a sacrifice for our sins and as our Savior. The gift is astonishing, and we praise your name. We pray that everything we sing to you tonight comes from our hearts and from our minds. We offer up to you these praises, Lord, because the gift is unfathomable. We look to him and we beg that we might live lives worthy of the sacrifice that he made for us on that cross, that we might bear his name and show forth your grace and mercy to the world round about us. Great God, help us never to take for granted this gift, this precious gift, which you sent down and which so much of the world has rejected and is rejecting. And we pray that the word of him might flow forth even from this place on our lips, in our homes, and in this community, and that our lives might be shining examples in a world that is wicked and perverse. Make us worthy, Lord, of your great gift. In his name we pray. Amen.
King Most High. This is the best part of the story. He arose. Our Savior. We're going to sing a medley of songs that tie in with He Lives. And you might want to stand for this because there's a few high notes in it, and you'll probably want to be standing. Okay? We're going to sing, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, followed by He Lives. He lives within my heart. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. And I'll live on through eternity.
Jesus' name above all names.
Jesus.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Because he lives, we live. Resurrection. Is the Lord. Do mi so. told before I came several weeks ago that your theme this year is being victorious, being triumphant. And of course, I thought of 1 Corinthians 15:57, and Brother Joe even mentioned it to me. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we've been singing these songs about Him tonight. As we live in this life, isn't it wonderful to be a disciple of His? Knowing that we can look forward to another life, a better one. And we can be triumphant. Jesus was triumphant. He overcame the grave. He overcame sin. He overcame the devil. He conquered him. And so can we. Keep our trust and faith in Jesus Christ, and we'll be victorious and triumphant in our daily living and as we approach death one day. We're going to close with this song, Christ Arose, and then we'll have our closing prayer following this song. Let us be standing for this song.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Praise the Lord. I hope that you have been edified tonight as we have worshiped and honored God. If you appreciated the worship here tonight and you are our guest, we invite you to be back with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll be worshiping like this again. This is something we do every week. We'd love to have you be here with us as we gather together. And tomorrow as we worship, we'll be singing like this. We'll be praying. We'll be remembering the death and resurrection of our Lord through the Lord's Supper. And we'll also have a lesson from His Word. And Brother Tim is going to be offering that to us tomorrow. So we are excited about that.
For those who are members of other congregations in the area, we appreciate your presence as well here, giving us a little taste of what it'll be like in those worship assemblies around the throne of God forever in heaven when we too are risen from the dead. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We're going to be led in a prayer, and then we'll be dismissed.
In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, we come before you once more, our Creator, our Sovereign Ruler, our King, our Redeemer. We thank you, Father, for the providence you have seen fit to rule in such a way that we are able to be here this evening, each and every soul. Providence that brought your Son into this world to die for us, to live for us, to be raised that we might live in him. And we thank you for your providence that you have safely brought people here from different places, from all around the area, to join our voices together in songs of praise to you and to him, and to remember and be encouraged in this life that we live here with the voices of so many who've gone before, singing praise to your name and remembering what you have done for us. And Father, pray that you will keep all safe until the day that we are able to sing a new song with you, with all who've gone before, with your angels, and with all who will come after us, together in heaven, due to your love and your gift and your grace. It's through your Son's great and glorious name. May your name be glorified in him. Amen.